It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America needs change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Between us, lover of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Well, Happy New Year, everybody. It's such a delight to have you on BPN Radio today on this January the 1st, 2015. I want to say it again. Happy New Year, America. And those that may be listening around the world, delighted to have you. This is a day of celebration. We're celebrating today. A day of celebration. And on the broadcast today, we have Aaron Wilburn, who's a Christian comedian, singer, and songwriter. He'll be talking to us about laughter, praying with us about it. Aaron has had 16 million views on YouTube and 8 million views on just one song, one laughter song that he put out. So today is a day of laughter. There's a lot of you people out there that may have lost your laughter. You may have not laughed in so long. And this may be kind of an unusual prayer session, but we're going to pray for people, especially to have the joy of the Lord this year. The Bible said the joy of the Lord is your strength, so we're going to be praying for joy today. And it's just going to be a wonderful broadcast. We want to welcome cities all across America that are praying with us. We have almost 700 cities that are praying with us. If your city is not praying with us, if you're not listed on our map, I'm believing for 1,000 points of light across America. You can go to letspraymerica.com. Letspraymerica.com. You can sign your city up. We want to welcome some cities all across America today. Before we begin, Prattville, Alabama, Fairlawn, Ohio, Bixby, Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma, where we were last night, Cleveland, Ohio, Van Buren, Arkansas, Tucson, Arizona, Alamo, California, Enid, Oklahoma, Lakeside, California, Los Angeles, California, San Diego, California, Littleton, Colorado, Boca Raton, Florida, Warren, Oregon, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Nashville, Tennessee, all these cities praying with us across America, Blairsville, Georgia, Chicago, Illinois, Dallas, Texas, Dayton, Texas, Pontoon Beach, Illinois, Seymour, Indiana, Topeka, Kansas, Bentley, Louisiana, Church Point, Louisiana, Fry Island, Maine, Mount Pleasant, Michigan, Biloxi, Mississippi, Branson, Missouri, Lincoln, Nebraska, Westbury, New York, Roswell, New Mexico, Wethersfield, Vermont, Chesapeake, Virginia, Albany, New York, Las Vegas, Nevada, Bothell, Washington, Hayesville, South Carolina, Shepherdstown, West Virginia, and cities all across America. We want to give you a shout out today here on the Breakout Prayer Network. We want to thank you for praying with us today. And would you just agree with me right now that this hour of power here on the first day of 2015 will be mightily anointed, and there will be great joy in the camp. Father, we just come boldly into your presence by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you're our Father. We are your sons and daughters. And we boldly come, praying thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so why don't you just pray today that the will of God be done in your life, not only today, but the will of God be done in 2015. And I declare by the Holy Ghost that today is a good day. It's a good day to pray. And this is going to be a wonderful year. And so we're going to get started today with a song by Godfrey Bertel. It's a good day to pray. And then I'm going to be back. I'm going to share with you some things about successful living. Aaron Wilburn is here today. He's had 16 million views on his YouTube. And here's Godfrey Bertel. We're going to sing in the rain. It's a good day to pray. This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So thankful to have you praying with me today here on this January the 1st, 2015. Happy New Year, everybody. And today we're talking about the joy of the Lord. We're talking about laughter. The Bible says that God sits in the heavens and he laughs. And so we know that laughter is good. The Bible said that laughter is good like a medicine. And so today we have Aaron Wilburn on with us, and we're going to get him on the phone here in just a moment. And we're going to talk about laughter. I would like to remind you that if you would like to donate to BPN Radio, Breakout Prayer Network, you can go to our website at bpnradio.com. And if you would like to post a prayer request with our national prayer team, just go down to the prayer request, double-click, put that in, and submit it. We'll go directly to our national prayer team. And so we believe in prayer, and our national prayer team will be praying with you. This is a day of celebration and laughter, and our broadcast is just a little bit different than most broadcasts that we've been doing, because we're praying for laughter. There's a lot of people that are so depressed, and you know, they just need some relief. And so we have Aaron Wilburn on, and Aaron goes into churches and makes people laugh. You know, when I first started the ministry 48 years ago, we did not believe in laughing in church. We felt like that was very disrespectful. But I just believe that God sits in the heavens and laughs. And then we had what many people described as a laughing revival that came in the 90s. I believe that God revived the church. The joy of the Lord hit the church, and revivals lasted for weeks and months. Not just people laughing. People got saved. People were baptized in the Holy Ghost, and many people were healed. A lot of transformations took place and restorations. And the joy of the Lord came upon the church, and it was a definite refreshing. And so I'm going to have Aaron Wilburn on the phone here in just a few seconds, and then I'm going to play the song that has been had 8 million views on YouTube, and we're just going to do some laughing today. And Aaron is going to pray that people will have some laughter. So I believe we have Aaron Wilburn on the phone here, and here we go. Well, it's a tremendous privilege to have on my broadcast today here on BPN Radio a man that has been my friend for over 40 years. And, you know, it's a rare occasion to have a friend that you've had in your life for over 40 years. But it's a delight to have Aaron Wilburn. And Aaron is my special guest today, and he has brought a lot of laughter to people's lives. He's not only a tremendous singer and musician, but he also makes people laugh. And of course, he's been making me laugh for over 40 years. And he's had over 18 million hits on YouTube. And he has this song called If My Nose Is Running Money that has had over 8 million hits on YouTube. Aaron Wilburn from the great state of Alabama. Welcome, Aaron.
Hello, Dale. we played. We rode dinosaurs together.
that is very true. That is very true. And to think, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, just thanks for being my friend. You know, true friends are hard to find, and it makes no difference whether we are together once a year or every 5 or 10 years. We just pick up where we left off. So tell me about making people laugh. I know that when I first met you and you started coming to minister at our church, you know, you always, of course, made us laugh after church and around the dinner table. But when did you start making people laugh in church, and how did that come about?
Well, you know, actually, what I did at your church Of course, that was more serious music. And the dinner table talk that you just mentioned, at some point I started adding some of those stories, telling some stories on stage, and then people started asking if I had it recorded. So I recorded, I went in the studio, recorded at that time a cassette, and we'd probably, in a few years, we'll have to explain that
yeah,
to young people.
That's true.
I recorded a cassette, and people started buying it and laughing a lot, wanting me to do more. And so I still do the serious. I still sing my songs. I still write the serious songs. But in addition to that, it seems like what you spoke of as the dinner table laughter has taken over a lot of what I do now. And I, at one time, I felt like apologizing for it until I had several pastors. I remember one standing with tears running down his face between services in a church in California. And Dr. Bill Stevens, a mighty, great teacher, preacher, pastor, with tears running down his face, he said, "Aaron, please don't ever stop making us laugh. You have no idea how much we need this." And at that point, it was like God had spoken through an elder statesman.
Yeah.
Through someone that I knew had a great connection with God, and God used that man along with others to encourage me to use the gifts that God had given me.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're running in the don't laugh circles, it's called foolishness.
Yeah.
If you're running with people that love God and love all that God has for us, they recognize it as a gifting.
That's right.
And so I had to learn to put the foolishness idea aside and walk in the joy and the laughter and the gifting that God has given me.
Well, you know, for so long, Aaron, years ago in the ministry, people didn't believe that you should laugh in church. And I believe that's why the Holy Spirit sent what we would call in the 90s a laughing revival, just to get people loosened up laughing. And but I know that God sets, the Bible says that God sits in heaven and laughs. So I believe that God laughs a lot at you, Aaron. And I'm so thankful that you brought a lot of laughter to the church. And sometimes when we hear, well, he's a Christian comic or he's a Christian comedian, you know, some people may turn up their noses at that. But you have taken laughter to a whole new level in the church. And, of course, so many people, over 16 million hits there on YouTube. And just maybe here on this New Year's Day on BPN Radio, just maybe tell us a story or two that could help us laugh today. What is one of your favorite stories?
Well, one of my favorite stories is one of my newer stories. And we have three grandsons. In fact, I'm traveling today, but earlier this morning I kept them for a couple of hours just to spend some time with them before leaving. And Gabe is the older one, and he wasn't there this morning. He's 12. And then Zach is 6, and Asher is 1. And so the story is primarily about the two younger ones. Not long ago, I was keeping the boys, and Asher was ready for his nap, so I'm lying on the bed with one-year-old Asher. He's almost asleep. Zach, the six-year-old, comes running into the bedroom, and he's holding my iPad with one hand and he's playing the game with his right hand as he runs. He jumps up on the bed, and then he continues playing with both hands. So I say to him as he jumps on the bed, I said, "Zach, Asher's almost asleep. Don't wake him up." He said, "Okay, Papa." And so I close my eyes, and then Zach said, "Papa." "Yes, Zach." And then he asked, "When you go to heaven, what's going to happen to your iPad?" And so I said, "Well, I've never thought about it, Zach. But if it's still working, would you like to have it?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Okay. If it's still working, when I go to heaven, you can have my iPad." He said, "Thanks, Papa." I said, "You're welcome." So I closed my eyes again, and a minute or so later, I hear his voice. "Papa." "What, Zach? How close do you think you are to going to heaven?" Now, on the serious side of that, it sounds like I have a grandson that would be willing to give me up to get an iPad, but that's not his thought process. This is his thought process. 2 years ago, Zach lost two great-grandfathers within 6 months of each other. We told him, "They are with Jesus. They don't hurt anymore. There's no pain. They're happy. And we're going to get to see them again." And so for Zach, heaven is not a threat. Heaven is a promise.
Yeah.
And so I realized that Zach has no problem talking about heaven and looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And which is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And at some point we lose, a lot of us lose that excitement of being there, of seeing
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
And it becomes a threat rather than a promise.
That's right. That's right. Well, I agree with that. And just the thought, of course, of going to heaven makes me happy. You got this song, "If My Nose Is Running Money," that's been viewed over 8 million times on YouTube. And tell us a little bit about that song that has attracted 8 million viewers on YouTube.
Well, I recorded it, and I was putting together a new comedy project, and I had the song for probably 2 or 3 years in the office. And one day I just listened to it again, and I thought, well, some people would like that, so I think I'll just throw it on there. And so that's what I did. I just kind of did it, not even suspecting that anything of any significance would come out of it. And after I recorded it, it just kind of laid there for another year. And then one day I came into the office, and my wife said, "Honey, PayPal is filled with orders today, and all these people say they saw you on YouTube." And I asked, "What's YouTube?" She said, "I don't know." So here we were, two people that had no clue what YouTube was, but all of a sudden it had really shown its face in our lives. And at that point, I had over 300,000, and that happened just within a matter of probably 4 or 5 days.
Oh, wow.
And then it just continued, and I tracked it down, and I found out that a young lady by the name of Melissa Hoover from Colorado Springs had posted it on YouTube, and it just went from there to just causing a response in other countries all over the United States. And it's funny because almost every member of my family has been sent that clip with one of their friends saying, "You've got to see this guy. He's funny." And then they tell their friends, "This is my brother." And so it's been real fun just to watch it happen. But I really consider it just the hand of the Lord, the favor of God, because it has been a tremendous tool. And out of that tool and out of what has happened on YouTube, Brother Dale, we have seen so many people and heard of so many people coming to the knowledge of Christ.
That's great. Tremendous door opening. Well, sing just a little bit of that when you go. I'm going to play it after we get through the interview, but just sing it a little bit so might make somebody happy right now.
You ask me if I love you and if my love is true. Well, if I were a rich man, here's what I'd do. I'd buy you a diamond ring and a new fur coat or two. If my nose was running money, I'd blow it all on you.
Oh, that is great. That is great, Aaron.
Well, by the way, I'd like to, you mentioned a couple of times that people need to laugh and coming through the holidays is rough for some folks. So
yeah.
I'd like to just throw out a couple of little thoughts here that may bring a smile to someone's face.
Sure.
That hasn't smiled a lot.
Okay.
In the last few days.
All right.
I have found that women are like phones.
Are like phones?
They love to be, yes, they're like phones.
Okay.
They love to be held and talked to. But if you push the wrong button, you will be disconnected.
That is great.
Women who tend to carry a little extra weight tend to live longer than the men who mention it.
Oh, that's great.
And one more.
Okay.
I'll leave you with one more. Skinny jeans do not make you look skinny. So there you have it. If I put on skinny jeans, I would just look like Fluffy got in them.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, you know, I know a lot of people have lost their laughter, Aaron. And I think we just need to pray for some people to regain, refine, renew their laughter. And I know that you have just a major ministry. I know that you've won Dove Awards, you've been nominated for Grammy Awards, but you sing. But you know, just making people laugh is very, very important. And I believe a lot of people have lost their laughter. Why don't you say a prayer for people that's lost their laughter? That'd be good here on this New Year's Day.
I absolutely will. I'll do it right now.
Okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your blessings. Thank you for the blessings of everyday life that we forget about sometimes. Thank you for laughter, and it is a gift from you. And Father, I feel like a lot of people have lost their laughter because they've lost hope. And you were the one that stood at the tomb of Lazarus. And you called a man who was dead out of the grave. And if you can call a man out of the grave who is dead and buried, then surely you can call hope back into our life. And the grave that somehow it has ended up in, you can stand in our lives today, and you can speak hope into our lives. And once we have hope, somehow hope brings laughter. And I pray, Father, that you will restore hope and you will give laughter to men and women who have lost, who have hurt, who have been despondent, who feel like life isn't worth living anymore, and somehow feel like at times that you don't even hear them. Father, we pray your peace and your touch in their lives today, and laughter back into their lives for the year 2015. And may it come alive, may it be vibrant, may it be joyful in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I set myself in agreement there with you, Aaron, and it's so good to have you on the broadcast. And we know that you're from Alabama, the great state of Alabama, but you also live in Nashville. It was good recently to have you there in the service with Gene and I and Jack Mooring, my spiritual grandson. Jack and Whitney are the pastors of that church, Michael W. Smith. And
what a wonderful church.
Yeah, my spiritual granddaughter, Ray Lynn, and all of us, we just had a wonderful time, got to go out and have a meal together. And it's value your friendship over 40 years. And how can people get in touch with you? How can they sign on to find out more about your appearances and about your music and about your laughter CDs or whatever materials you have? What's your contact?
Yeah, I have. It is Aaron, A-A-R-O-N. Of course, you call it Aaron.
Aaron, yeah.
Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, at Aaron Wilburn, WILBURN.com. And my website is AaronWilburn.com.
Okay. Well, it's been a delight to have you on, Aaron. I appreciate you being with us here on this first broadcast, BPN broadcast of 2015. And I'm going to sign off here and play your song that has been been viewed by more than 8 million people on YouTube, If My Nose Is Running Money. I sure love you, and thank you for being on today.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
And it's not just me that has a peculiar, unusual look at life. Songwriters in Nashville prove it with the songs they write. Songs like, "How Can I Miss You When You Won't Go Away?" "If the phone doesn't ring, you'll know it's me." "When you leave, walk out backwards so I'll think you're walking in." "If I'd shot you when I wanted to, I'd be out by now." "If you won't leave me alone, I'll find someone who will." "I'm so miserable without you, it's almost like having you here." "I'm sorry I made you cry, but at least your face is cleaner." "Take me out to the cornfield, honey. I'll kiss you between the ears." These are songs. "The oil is all in Texas, but the dipsticks are in D.C. And my all-time favorite unusual song. This is kind of romantic. So men, you may want to reach over and hold her hand. If it's your wife. Or you may want to just slip your arm around her shoulder somewhere during this song and say, "Honey, that's from me to you." "You ask me if I love you and if my love is true. Well, if I were a rich man, here is what I'd do. I'd buy you a diamond ring and a new fur coat or two. If my nose was running money, I'd blow it all on you. If my nose was running money, I'd blow it all on you. I'd buy you a Cadillac, a new Mercedes too. I'd build you a mansion up on that mountaintop. If my nose was running money, but honey, it's not. (Laughter) If my nose was running money, you'd have anything you please. Anytime you wanted cash, all I'd have to do is sneeze. Honey, you'd win the lottery when I have a cold or flu. If my nose was running money, I'd blow it all on you. It's a booger of a problem I've got. I wish my nose was running money, but it's not. I'd buy you a diamond ring, a new fur coat or two. If my nose was running money, I'd blow it all on.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. You say, well, how in the world does that fit in to a prayer service? Well, it fits in because we're praying for laughter. And every once in a while, we just need to have a good laugh, because the Bible says that laughter is like medicine. I just pray that this year will be a year of happiness and joy. I rebuke all spirits of sadness and sorrow in the name of Jesus. And I declare that God is at work in your life. And I just pray today that you will leave behind all sadness and sorrow, what could have been, might have been, should have been, broken promises, disappointments, broken relationships. Some of you have been through divorce this year, this past year, sickness and sorrow. People that you trusted in let you down. Maybe you received a demotion instead of a promotion. All of those things we are leaving behind. We're leaving behind in 2015. And you just got to say, I'm not carrying that baggage over into this new year. So I pray for you right now that you will not carry all of that into 2015. I declare it's a new beginning. I believe that God designed life like this, that 365 days in 1 year, and then we would start a new year. And so I believe that God has given us a fresh start this year, and somebody needs to take advantage of it. And it's more than making a New Year's resolution. It's declaring, making some faith declarations that this year is going to be a different year. And I'm not carrying baggage into this new year. I'm leaving the baggage out, but promises that I received in 2014 that did not come to pass, I'm bringing into 2015. Prophetic words that were given to me in 2014 that have not come to pass, or maybe even 2013, I'm bringing into 2015. I'm believing this is the year that the prophetic words are coming to pass. I believe this is the year that the promises are coming to pass. I believe that relationships that have been broken will be restored in 2015. That dream, that vision that did not come to pass in 2014, I believe is coming to pass in 2015. So I set myself in agreement with you that this is the year of laughter. This is the year that you are going to laugh more than you have ever laughed in your life. And the joy of the Lord is going to be your strength. I set myself in agreement with you that things that did not happen, prophetic words that you believe that were going to happen in 2014, promises that you did not receive in 2014, we carry those over into 2015 with great anticipation, with great anticipation. And so we just declare in Jesus' name that God is at work in our lives, and we are believing for the supernatural. We are believing for the extraordinary. And so I set myself in agreement with you. The words of your mouth needs to be words of faith, be words of anticipation, be words of promise. So we could make some faith declarations today, and you could make it a point to make these declarations every day of 2015. I've been making them for many, many years. And so would you say with me, today is a good day. Today is a beautiful day. Today is a blessed day. God made it for me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm the head and not the tail. Say I'm above and not beneath. I'm above and not beneath. I'm going over and not going under. God did not bring me this far to let me down. God did not bring me this far to let me drown. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to be a strong finisher. I know how to blow the charge. I don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat is not an option. If God be for me, who can be against me? Nobody. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Today's a good day. Blessed day. I'm blessed. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the country. I'm blessed when I lie down, and I'm blessed when I rise up. Say with me, today's a good day. God's setting things up for me today. Divine appointments, divine connections, Holy Ghost setups. My steps are ordered by the Lord. New year, new season, new opportunities, new joy, new contentment, new friends, new relationships, new connection, new favor, new opportunities, new promotions, new revelation, new God ideas, new dreams, new visions, new connections. Today's a good day. Blessed day. God day. I declare that all is well today. All is well in my family. All is well in my finances. All is well today. All is well in my health. All is well in my emotions. All is well in my city. All is well in my church. All is well today. Today's a good day. Blessed day. God day. Happy day. Joyful day. TGIT. Thank God it's Thursday. Well, this is a day we're returning to the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Today, we are returning to Jesus, and I just want us to rejoice today and get ready for a new year. We're returning. This is the Leland Band, and we're going to rejoice today. I'm going to be back in a few moments with some very important news. Well, we're returning to Jesus this year. Yes, we are. And we're leaving the past behind. And there are some people out there that says, well, I don't know, but I don't know for sure if I can start a new year, start a beginning. But you can. You can do all things. I want to welcome you to BPN Radio. Dale Gentry here on this hour of power around the world, around the clock. Anytime, day or night, you can pray with me. And so delighted to have you listening here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And thank you so very, very much for being a part of BPN Radio. And we just want to wish each of you a happy new year. Thank you for all the support you've given us this past year. And Gene and I, of course, this year we will go into our 49th year of ministry and our 54th year of marriage. So thank you for being a part of what we're doing. And we are praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And we are praying for you. You know, I had 1966, I had a personal revival that launched me into full-time ministry. So we're praying for you, we're praying for your family, we're praying for your city, we're praying for your church, and we are praying for your nation. And remember that we have three websites. We have bpnradio.com, and then we have letspray america.com. And if you want to if you want to get information about prayer, if you want to sign your city up, your church up to be a part of our breakout prayer network, then you can do that on letspray america.com. And then we have another website. Yesterday we had a young man who is a student at Oklahoma State University, and he's a part of Young Preachers International. And we have a website for young people called Young, and it's just www.youngpreachers.net, youngpreachers.net. And if you want to be a part, if you're between the ages of 14 and 24, you want to be a part of Young Preachers International, calling young people from all over the world to rise out of obscurity and speak and preach to their generation. So it's bpnradio.com, letspray america.com, or youngpreachers.net. You know, several days ago we had a man who's been in ministry for 60 years, been married for 59 years, been in ministry for 60 years, and he has sent me basic principles I've learned that guarantee successful living. So this is pretty powerful here on the first day of January, that I can share these with you, and that I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray for you as an individual. I'm going to pray also for your family. But Gerald Davis is an incredible man of God. I know that Oral and Evelyn Roberts listened to this man's teaching, and he had a relationship with them as well as others across the world. And he's still alive, of course, and kicking, a great man of God, Gerald Davis. But he had principles I just wanted to read. I thought it would be very, very good to share with you here on BPN Radio. He said, number one, develop a soft mouth. A soft answer turns away wrath. Grievous words stir up anger. Number two, eliminate a slack hand. The Bible says he becomes poor who deals with a slack hand. Number three, always tell the truth. Proverbs 6 and 17 says there are seven things that are detestable to the Lord, and one of those is a lying tongue. He said, number four, develop a generous attitude. The Bible says a generous person will be made fat. If you refresh others, you'll be refreshed. Number five, always tithe first. The Bible says, so shall your barns be filled with plenty, your reserves. Number six, make God your source. The Bible says, but my God shall supply all your needs. He said, number seven, value God's word over everything. Number eight, guard your spirit. He said, open rebuke is better than secret love. Rebuke a wise man, he'll love you. The spirit of man is akin to the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Number nine, never give an offering in place of obedience. The Bible says, though you offer me your offerings, I will not accept them. Take away from me your songs, I will not hear. Number 10, remove yourself from debt and borrowing as soon as possible. Number 11, carefully guard your associations. The Bible says, make no friendship with an angry man, lest you learn his ways and get a snare to your soul. The Bible says that we are known by our relationships. Number 12, never cheat. The Lord detests dishonest scales, but accurate weights find favor with him. Number 13, don't co-sign contracts unless you can pay for it and are willing to pay for it. A prudent man foresees the evil, hides himself, but the simple pass on are punished. Number 14, maintain an humble attitude. He that is of a proud heart, the Bible says, stirs up strife. Number 15, never resent corrective words from a friend. Faithful the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Open rebuke, the Bible says, is better than secret love. Number 16, know your natural talents and giftings and abilities, and live your life within that range. Number 17, be cautious about flattery, either coming from you or coming at you. Number 18, never substitute prayer for obedience. Number 19, never let money take precedence over principle. Number 20, never rely on get-rich-quick schemes. Number 21, do a lot of speaking in tongues or praying in tongues. Number 22, stay out of strife. Number 23, be cautious about intoxicating drink or unprescribed medication. Number 24, adultery, never. And so those are the principles that that Gerald Davis and his wife Thelma, who have been in ministry for 60 years and have been married for about that long. So, Father, just give us wisdom. We pray today for wisdom to live life here in 2015. Give us wisdom. Give us wisdom and a determination that we are going to serve you. So, Father, I pray today. I pray today in Jesus' name for people that are listening today, that are praying with me today. I pray your will be done in them on this first day of 2015, on this Thursday. I pray your will, plan, and purpose be done in their lives. May they set their face like a flint to do your will. May they not look to the right or to the left. And may they not open themselves to disappointments, discouragement. May they never criticize themselves. Other people will do that for them. I speak a blessing upon them today in the name of Jesus. I pray for their family. I pray for their husband or their wife. I pray for their children. I pray, Lord, that you would give them wisdom in training their children in the way they should go. I pray for them today. I pray, Lord, that they will establish a family altar in their home and that they will spend time praying together, because I've heard for so long that the family that prays together stays together. I pray, Lord, that they will have prayer before they go to bed. I pray they'll have prayer before they go off to work or their children go off to school. I pray that they will pray at meal times. I pray, Lord, that there will be a revival in homes, that the Holy Spirit will come and will touch families. So I pray for your family, that you will have godly family. There will be godly generations in your life. I pray for you today in Jesus' name. I pray for your work. I pray for your business. I pray that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. I pray the peace of God will operate and function in your family, that there will be kindness and consideration among you, among your children, among your parents, that there will be a quiet and peaceful home, and people will speak kindly to each other. If your son or daughter is gone and you don't even know where they're at today, I pray that your son or daughter will return. Your son or daughter will return home. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pray for single mothers out there that have the responsibility to provide for your children, train for your children. There's not a father in the home. There's not a husband in the home. I pray for you right now. In the name of Jesus, I ask God to give you special grace. I ask God to minister to you by the power of His Holy Spirit right now. In Jesus' name, I pray for those of you that had pain in 2014 and now you have pain in 2015. Pain is a terrible thing, and I pray that the pain cycle will be broken this year, that you will not enter into the next year in pain. I just ask the Lord to minister to you by the power of the Holy Spirit, minister healing. Those of you that had loss in 2014, maybe you lost your husband, or you lost your wife, or you lost your business, you lost your job, you lost your peace of mind, whatever losses you've had, I declare that you will find, you will recover, you will discover those things in 2015. I wish you a great year, a happy year. I declare that God is going to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think in the coming year. It's going to be just a wonderful year for you. And so I just speak a blessing upon you now in Jesus' name. I thank you for listening today on this New Year's Day 2015. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. If you want to make a contribution to a Breakout Prayer Network, you can go to the donate button at bpnradio.com and you can make your contribution there. Thank you for listening today. Going to be back tomorrow, the same time, anytime, as we pray together here on BPN Radio. Have a great day.
Listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.